Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Charges filed in deadly accident on I-25 in Colorado. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. 26-year-old Jesus Puebla of Denver has been charged with vehicular homicide in the deaths of a family of five out of Gillette. In June of this year, the semi-truck driven by Puebla slammed into a car going around 76 miles per hour without hitting his brakes or swerving, according to the affidavit. He faces five counts of vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, and traffic violations, which could mean decades in prison, according to Cowboy State Daily News. There were not any pre-impact skid marks before the impact happened, according to Colorado State Patrol Trooper D. Lewis's report. An investigation found the brakes were faulty and would not have passed an inspection. Witnesses to the crash said Puebla was driving aggressively and tailgating the car before the crash, even though traffic was slowing for an accident up ahead. Puebla was released on bond just 4 days after his arrest. The mother of one of the victims, Des Edwards, said of the release, "He's out to celebrate the holidays with his family, and we can't. It's not fair. It makes me sick." Aaron Goddings, the driver of the Ford Edge, his fiance Haley Everts, their three-month-old daughter Tesley, and Goodine's parents, Emiliano and Christina, all died as a result of the crash. In the affidavit, the troopers concluded the cause of the crash was negligence. It is apparent to this investigator that Jesus Puebla drove the motor vehicle in a reckless manner and that such conduct was the proximate cause of death. No trial date has been set in the case. Search for man accused of domestic violence leads to arrest. On Saturday, December 17th, around 6 p.m., Campbell County Sheriff's deputies assisted the Gillette Police Department in a search for a 26-year-old man wanted in connection with a domestic incident earlier in the day. A 27-year-old woman reported to Gillette Police her boyfriend, Joshua Wiegand, 26, had been engaging in arguments with her throughout the day, which led to a physical altercation. She reported he had pressed his arm across her throat, making it difficult for her to breathe, according to Sergeant Stephen Dillard. He had left the residence prior to police arrival. It was discovered Wiegand had a no-contact order and was not supposed to be at the residence. The suspect was known to be driving a white Ford Escape. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies aided in the search. They were given a tip he may be at his mother's home, but was eventually located and questioned, according to Sheriff Scott Matheny. He initially told police he was not the man in question, but his brother. After continued questioning by Gillette Police, the man finally admitted to being Wiegand and was arrested for strangulation of a household member. An investigation is ongoing, and other charges are pending in the case. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.